The Vermont Marble Museum has gone through its share of ups and downs in recent years, but tomorrow, thanks to the Preservation Trust of Vermont, generous local donors, and community support, the museum in Proctor, Vermont is celebrating its grand reopening. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The Vermont Marble Museum is located in what used to be the main manufacturing plant of the Vermont Marble Company. The Proctor-based company was not only the world's largest marble manufacturer, but in its heyday in the late 18 and early 1900s was one of the world's largest companies, employing thousands with offices in most U.S. cities. Paul Bruhn is with Vermont's Preservation Trust.
And one of the things that I think always surprises people is just the number of the buildings and monuments in Washington, D.C. that were built with Vermont marble.
The U.S. Supreme Court, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, and parts of the U.S. Capitol, to name just a few.
Vermont Marble Company and its work around Washington and around the nation and even internationally is one of Vermont's important legacies.
But demand for marble fell off during the Depression, and after World War II, the Vermont Marble Company never really bounced back. A showroom and gift store the company ran remained in operation, however, eventually evolving into a popular tourist destination and museum. In 2012, Marcia and Martin Hamm, who owned and operated the museum, announced that rising utility costs and other overhead were forcing them to close and sell the museum's entire collection. Paul Bruhn says that's when the Preservation Trust stepped in.
It's been a very complicated, twisty, turny road.
Thanks to help from generous individuals, grants, and other funding, Bruhn says they were able to purchase the 90,000-square-foot building and nearly all of its contents for about $600,000. Bruhn says the reopening of the museum is one of many efforts underway in Proctor aimed at helping revitalize the historic town. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Proctor.